Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy day to everybody. This is Tony Green, and this is a psychic medium. Tony Green, just for a moment. I forgot. What are we doing here? Welcome to the show, and yeah, this is pretty much it. So, first and foremost, if you would like to join the show live, I go live every single Monday and Wednesday at noon, every once in a while on the weekend or at other times. So you can join us live at any of those times on YouTube, and you can join in on the chat on YouTube or call in 845-277-9131. Not sure, based on this intro, how my words are going to work today, but let's do what we always do and just wing it. We'll see, right? That's all we can do is just wing it and see. Okie dokie. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. And again, we are live on YouTube, so if you want to watch it, come on over to YouTube and watch the show. I want to say hi to everyone on YouTube so far. There are so many people in here having great conversations. Sal, Mimi, Anne, Fawn. Hey, Fawn, welcome to the show. Genevieve, Carrie, and Rebecca, Heather, and somebody else. Yep, I there may be someone else. If I forgot you, I'm so sorry. I'm doing songs this morning for people. So the first name I received this morning, I don't know if it's somebody listening or someone from the other side, but I keep hearing the name Laura or Lorelai. So if that is your name or you know someone on the other side, they are saying, hello, hi, how are you? The other thing that I keep getting this morning, and it's just a general statement, and I don't know who it's for, but if it's for you, you'll know, but the statement is, don't go down roads you've already been down. Now, I can throw a lot of my own meanings on that, but like it could mean if we're talking relationships, don't go back to a person from the past. If we're talking jobs, it could mean don't go back to a job you've already been at. That if it didn't work out the first time, chances are it's not going to work out the second time. Just saying. Just blaming it to you. So yes, that is what I'm hearing. So I am going to throughout the show shout out the number for the show. If you want to connect with me to have a private session, one-on-one, I do not do email sessions. I do not do text sessions. Do not text me a question, just one question. Now, if it's off the show, you can go to my site, tonig.info. All the info is on my site on how to connect with me, along with the number to call, and we have a person-to-person, let's talk it out session. Okay? Okay. Hey, Amy. Excuse me. Okie dokie. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, Sal, I gave Sal a song, but in the chat, I don't think I could give you enough in the chat. And I don't know all the words to the song, and I definitely cannot sing this song correctly, but it's by a man, and if anybody knows this song, please put it in the chat. It's You're Beautiful. You're beautiful. And then one of the lines is, I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do. Sal, that's your song for today. That is it. I'm sorry I can't give you more. Something about on a train, but I'm sorry I can't give you more, Sal. I wish I could because it's making me crazy when I can't remember the lyrics to a song. So if anybody knows what song that is and you're on YouTube, put it in the chat for Sal. And Sal, if you know what song that is. Yeah, I saw your face in a crowded place. And I, it's like about a misconnection, I think. Anyway, there's that, Sal. I'm going to go straight to callers now. And I'll be going between the callers and the chat to answer questions. So if you have a question, you can put it in the chat. If you have, you can call in 845-277-91. Sal says, awesome, getting chills, and that's a confirmation. I love that, Sal. Thank you for letting me know that. When I call your area code on the call log, please have a question, a kind of specific question available, or a specific loved one on the other side. This gives me a direct place to go kind of in your energy. And then from there, if I get more, I give more. Okay. And having a very specific question lets your peeps on the other side know exactly what you want. And we can get right to it. And if, again, if more information comes through, I will give that information. Okay. There was one more thing I was going to say. Oh, I'll never reach out to you on social media, on any social media. So on any of the blog talk stations that I'm on any of the YouTube, on any social media, if anybody posts, and I get this all the time and I'm having to remove it all the time, reach out to this person for this, reach out to that. Don't. Those are all scams. And I will never reach out and say, you need a reading, pretending it's me. I don't do that. I do not do that. So please do not get scammed. It's not me. Again, I will never say, I'll email your reading. Jesus, I don't like typing or tippy-tapping. I don't even know if they call it typing anymore. Half my words, I'm very dyslexic. Half my words are spelled wrong. I don't know grammar. I'm not sending anybody an email anything. Like, I'm not sending anybody an emailed anything. Okay. So it's not me. Don't be scammed. Don't waste your money on people who are writing on other people's social media. Don't do it. The only way I do sessions is over the phone or in person. That's it. Okay. Having said that, I'm going to say hi to my youngest brother, Stevie. I hope you're having an amazing day. I love you so stinking much, little bum. Okay, I'm going to go to 860-860. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. My name is Lisa Marie. I'm calling from Connecticut. Thank you so much. I would love to hear from my dad about my current life situations.
Okay, beautiful. What's your dad's first name?
Robert.
Okay.
Or Bob.
Okay. So, again, I'm hearing that statement that I started out the show with, don't go down old roads. So it might not mean you're going down, let's just say, for example, and Lisa Marie, if you're listening to me in the background, can you turn down whatever you're listening to me on? And then this is what I'm going to say to you. Let's just say in the past you had a job or a boyfriend and it went a certain way. And what I'm hearing is, it could be a new person, but it's going the same way. Don't repeat that cycle. Don't go through that again. Don't go down old.
I'm not sure I'm married. I'm not sure about that. I'm married.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. And, again, it could be a work situation, a family situation, a friend situation. It can be any situation. But what I hear is, don't repeat the past or don't do something like even if it's a new person coming in, like a new friend, a new job, a new whatever, don't, if it feels like something that happened before, just cut it quick, okay? And then the one other thing that I'm hearing for you is, it's that song, my gosh, they are always doing this song. So, I'm all right, don't nobody worry about me, don't have to give me advice, why don't you just let me be, okay, so we know what the song is, we don't have to keep singing it. So whatever your situation is, yeah, right? Like, seriously, I can't sing, and to make me sing that much of the song is ridiculous.
You're so cute.
Situation is, I feel like this song is part of the answer to that situation. So I'm going to ask you now, if you're comfortable telling me the situation, please tell me the situation.
Well, it's a lot. It's a bad marriage. It's a lawsuit for a dog bite that I'm coming up next week, and the lawyer just sold his flipping practice, so I'm like, what? And my health is falling apart at every which way.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to my original statements. Don't go down roads you've already been down. So you've been going down this road for a while, and they're just saying, like, maybe that statement doesn't make sense to you for your situation, but that statement just makes so much effing sense to me for your situation, and probably other people can see it. But I've been in situations, now before I go any further with my little statement, where someone said something to me and I'm like, huh? That doesn't make any sense, but everybody else could see for me that it made sense because I was a little bit like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm going to tell you right now, and I know what I'm going to hear back from you. I know what you're going to say back. So I'm going to say to you, if you can get out your most important, biggest step to improve everything in your life is to get out of the situation that you're the biggest, worst situation you're in. So if you're, let's just say, for example, your marriage isn't good. If your marriage isn't good and you've done everything you can, and I'm not telling anybody what to do, I think this, if you can get out of that, you're going to see a dramatic change in everything in your life. And it's going to start to move in a direction that's better for you. Okay? Now, I can't get out of this. I don't have the money. I don't have this. I don't have that. And I get that. I understand that. Start making your plan. I always call it your go bag. Have your go bag. Start siphoning a little money, putting it away. Buy generic. I never say this, but buy generic instead of regular. Any place you can get, siphon it away, do that. When you go shopping, take an extra 20 out and put it siphoned away. Whatever you have to do to get that to-go plan together, okay? I feel like that's what you need to do, and that's going to be the most empowering thing for you. And I do feel like as long as you feel you don't have a choice, everything is going to keep being the way it is. I'm going to do a clearing for you, everybody listening, everybody re-listening. She thinks feels not stuck. Yes, let's clear all being stuck. Doors are opening. I get a no. Let's clear that. So doors are opening for everybody listening, watching, re-listening, re-watching. Let's get those doors opening. And I'm going to do one in general for health. She's in bad health. I get a yes. Let's clear. And instantly, I'm going to tell you something. All the rest of the clearings I was stood up. As soon as I said the bad health, I felt like a vice was my head. So I'm going to tell you, this is, if you want to be in a situation that is where you are healthy, you cannot be in an unhealthy living arrangement, relationship. Just start your exit plan. That's what it says. Start your exit plan. It's not something you have to do overnight, but an exit plan, you can plan it out in your mind and then just slowly implement it and get out. And I know how difficult that can be. I'm gonna just say, when I was much, much younger, I was in a very bad, very bad relationship situation. It was really bad, very bad. As a matter of fact, I never wanted to live with another person after that. And I had to plan an exit strategy on my own. And I know it's possible no matter what your circumstances are based on that. If you say to heaven, this is what I want, they will start to open those doors and they will start to make the way for you. And they will put the things in front of you that you need. And as a matter of fact, I did get a roommate, but it was a female, and I did end up getting a cash job immediately, so then I had the money coming in also. And that's like something you have to take where you have a cash job lined up so that the moment you walk out, you have this cash job you can start doing. So you're immediately bringing in money. And other than telling you this, I don't know what else I could. I mean, there's a lot more to say, but this is what they're saying that is the best step for you. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, thank you so much for the blessing. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I hope you have an amazing rest of the week.
You too. Thank you.
You are welcome. I'm going to say hi to Sally, hi to Patrick. Hey, Patrick, how was California? Patrick was out in California again. How is California, Patrick? I hope it was good. Sally online wants to know, will Noah and I be in a committed relationship by the end of this year or sooner? Will Sally and Noah be in a committed relationship? Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. It will be a very tight relationship. It'll be a good relationship. It's not, okay, so what I'm going to say to you, Sally, is allow it to go at the pace it's supposed to go at. Don't worry about how fast you get there. Don't think about how quickly you want to get there. Instead, think about paying attention to everything on the way there. Look at this as an amusement park ride, an amusement park. Explore all of it to figure out what you like about this, what you don't like about it, and work within it. Sometimes we're in such a hurry to get to that commitment or to the what is this, or we're on our way to the next step, that we might miss one or two things, and they're asking you to just take your time and enjoy the view, okay? It's like going, okay, thank you. Thank you, Spirit. It's like going to Italy or another country and being so concerned with seeing the big, like, oh, the Colosseum and the big chapel and the taking the gondola ride, that we don't see anything else except for those things that there are millions of pictures of. Enjoy all of it is what I'm getting. I hope that to you. I really hope it makes sense to you. And I'm happy that you the dinner seems like it went well. Okay, Patrick won $2,500 at a casino. Congrats, Patrick. That's awesome. I love that. I'm going to go to the next caller. I don't know if I took 860 or not. I don't know if the first caller was 860. I'm going to go to 651. 651, what's your name? Are you calling from?
Hi, this is Christiana from Minnesota.
Hey, Christiana, how can I help you?
I don't know if this is really specific, but I have a few people on the other side that maybe you could pick one of them. Aunt Honey, my son Taylor, or my baby Coco. So I was wondering if, what
okay,
they have.
So the first, how old was your son Taylor, love?
8 months.
Okay, I'm so sorry. So the first person coming through is Taylor. And then there are a number of people with Taylor, of course. I'm going to say that the next, okay, then the next I'm sorry, I'm laughing at this, I'm sorry. Because as soon as I say to them, what should she do next, I hear this song, and it's work, 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 work. You got to work.
That's a good one. I sing that to my mom a lot, and then I shake my butt around.
Okay, thank you for that confirmation. That is the very first thing that came through is work. Yeah, so I'm going to stop singing that. I'm sorry, everybody. And then the next thing that's coming through, and I'm sorry, is you can do it, put your back into it. Like that song is coming through also. But what I'm getting is, and that song is for what I'm about to say. And what I'm about to say to you is, sweetie, how old are you?
37.
Oh, my God. You sound like you are, like, hella 20 or something like that. You sound so young.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, if you're not doing your own business, you are supposed to own things. Now, when I say do your own business, it doesn't mean get a place and start, you know, invest all this money and product or a storefront or anything like that. It's not like that at all. There's something you've been thinking of doing on your own, and this can be an independent contractor. It can be like a business, and I'm going to give you examples. It doesn't mean it's this. It can be whatever it is that you've already been thinking of, whether it's some sort of a healing type of business or some sort of like a beauty business, whatever it is. What I'm hearing is it's time for you to start. And then I hear the word home. So I think you might be able to start this either at home or from home and work your way up into more of it. I don't know what it is that you've been thinking or have the idea. Okay. And that's why I did get the word healing, too. I think that's why I got the healing business. I think your intuitive art business is going to do very, very well. I think you can do intuitive art for healing, for relationships, for whatever. You can have people order very specific if you wanted to. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Whatever it is that you've been wanting to do, do it. Get it up. Get it online. Get it going. Don't hesitate and push it. Be a little bit, I don't want to say be aggressive about it, but be aggressive. They want to say be aggressive about it. Be aggressive about it. And once you have your, do you have a website, love?
Oh.
Okay.
I was thinking about maybe getting the art one up.
This is interesting because one of the interesting things in the beginning when they said healing, and I kept hearing cards. So I don't know how you do, but what I'm getting is get out there. You have however you are promoting or sharing your business, you have to be a little bit more aggressive about it. Look at the way other people are doing it and then go that route. Like, don't copy them verbatim, but put your own spin on it. It's so funny. I said the word spin, but they use the word spit, which I don't even understand, so I didn't use that word, but they're like, put your own spin on it. Watch how other people are doing it and then just building, and don't worry about how long it takes to take off. And I'm just going to tell you, when you're in your own business, you never feel like you're there no matter how far you have come, okay? So don't even worry about that ask. And everybody in their own business will probably agree with me that no matter how far you are in your business, you never sit back and go, yeah, you know what, that's pretty good. Because once you get to one thing, you go to the next thing, you're always building. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I need to make some money to survive, though. You know.
Hey, listen, I get that. Everybody gets that. And here's the thing. We have so many hours in a day. And if we take out certain things that we do and put it towards other things, we're going to be able to be so much more successful than we thought. So without being too whatever, I get it. There are many, many people who, and I'm going to use this example, and I know it's not the type of business that you're doing or wanting to do, but even people with, like, let's just say a food truck, they'll work their regular job, but they'll get out there with their food truck when they're not working and park their food truck. Like, if they have a 9-to-5, you know, they're rushing out of their job, getting in their food truck, prepping food, and getting on the street to be there by whatever time. And even if they have to work through bar time, they're doing it, and they're, because they know eventually they'll be able to let go of that 9-to-5 and rock that food truck. However you want to say that, if you only can work weekends or you only can work mornings or nights, do that when you can do it. But don't say, well, I have to do this, so I can't do that. Find a way to make it happen, okay? Because what they're saying is, this is what you need to do. And the other thing I'll say is, if you promote, and I remember when I very, 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 very first started, like years ago, I was actually the first person in our area to put hypnosis in a Groupon. And now everybody does it, but when I was talking to the person, they were like, we've never had a service like this before. And so I was the first person to do that with Groupon. Now everybody does it. And it really did launch my business with really good clients. I mean, really good clients came out of Groupon.
And what is it called?
Groupon. It's like a Groupon, Groupon. And
okay.
Everybody does it now. After I did it, then everybody started doing it, which is great. But it's when you go there, people just go look it up, and you'll know. A lot of people use Groupons for everything, and it was a really good way to start. So don't be afraid to already been done, and don't be afraid to just be a little bit more aggressive in putting yourself out there. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. Well, thank you.
You are so welcome, and I hope you have an absolutely amazing rest of the day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. I'm going to go to 203. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony, it's Pat from Connecticut.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm okay. You know what? It takes me longer to get a vet appointment than one with you. I'll be calling you as soon as I'm after seeing a vet, but I still haven't been given an appointment yet. Anyway, so I'll do something fun today. What about relationship? My final big relationship. What do you see?
A year and a half. Your final big relationship is coming in a year and a half. Over the next year and a half, they want you to close out all the old programs, and they're calling them the old channels. So,
yeah.
For example, if they're using the word channels, turn off all the old things that are no longer working, no longer doing, and they're telling you get out, be out, stay out, get everything in order within a year and a half or around the year and a half mark. Someone's going to come in, and this is going to be the person that has the potential to be the longest-term relationship. That doesn't mean sit and wait for a year and a half. It's okay to go out on dates and talk to people prior to that because you're going to learn more of what you want, what you don't want, where you want to be in the meantime. I am going to tell you that once you get in this relationship, and it might be your next serious relationship, not your next relationship, but your next relationship. I feel like you are going to have a lot of epiphanies in this relationship. I feel like you're going to have a lot of things coming in that are going to help understand why it took you like this long to get where you are or how, if you will. But in the meantime, just start, close anything that doesn't work for you, end it, okay?
Yep, I get that. Okay,
thank you,
Tony. Thank you.
You
breaking
you
up.
Are so-
can't hear you, but I can't hear you too well, but thank you so much. Love you. Talk to you soon.
Love you too. Thank you, sweetie. I want to apologize. The connection to the call log is a little gargly today, you guys. I'm so sorry if you can't understand it. The next caller will be 920, but I'm going to go quick and answer. There have been a couple questions online that I want to try to answer. I'm just going to start at the bottom because it's easiest. Okay, Fawn wants to know, can you connect to Grandma Alma? Thanks. Okay. Instantly, I see a woman who had like a longer face and it was thinner, but she had very defined cheekbones. Now, if this isn't Grandma Alma, it's somebody who is with Grandma Alma, I'm going to say that the first thing she wants to say to you, well, they, because they come in groups, they're never alone. She's singing that song, Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. And then the next thing she wants to say is, she's singing another song, Don't You Forget About Me. But she doesn't mean that for her. It's about a different situation in your life. And then the next thing she's saying is, this too will pass. I hope this is for you, Fawn. I hope this makes sense for you. I truly hope this is going to make sense for you, Fawn. Yeah. I hope it does. I hope it makes sense. If it's not something that I think it, well, let me know if that makes sense. I want to know if that makes sense. And listen, folks, if I've already answered a question for you in a previous show and you're asking it again on chat, I'm not going to keep answering the same questions for people in the chat. So if you have asked me, like, for example, am I going to move? And I've already told you, yes, within a year's time, you're going to move. I'm not going to answer those questions again and again every time I do a show in the chat. Come up with a new question and just have faith that if Spirit has already answered that question, that it's going to happen. I'm not being cruel. I'm not being a bee. I'm not being so mean. I'm just being honest with you. If I've already answered a question, please have a new question ready for me. I'm going to go to 920. 920, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Dawn Austin.
Hey, Dawn. Oh, my goodness. How are you?
I'm doing better, hon. I'm doing better.
Excellent. Well, Greggy Poo is here.
So well, good.
That just happened.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah, yes, go ahead.
On Tuesday of this week, Greg and I lost both friends. In fact, his funeral's today, and I'm just curious if that person is with Greg and if there's any messages from that person, or even Greg for that matter, but I was curious if that person is around Greg.
Yes. And what is that person's name, love?
His name is Craig.
Craig?
With the C.
Craig and Greg.
Yeah,
okay.
Craig.
So,
yeah.
Craig, yes. And the first thing I hear is, let's go fishing. And then I'm hearing this, oh, gosh, I don't even know if I want to say this, but the next thing I hear is cooler, I'll get the bait. So, like, yes, they're together. Yes, they are. The message is everything is going as planned. Everything is on schedule. We are good. We're good. We're good. We're worried about you. We're good.
Yeah.
And that would be what they would want to say to you, love, is that everything is okay on their end. They just want to make sure everybody here is good. And, yeah, that's what they're saying. I hope that's helpful for me.
Well, I'm just, it was kind of a shock. So it was a sudden thing again. And, you know, the person that I'm talking about, his wife, she has three kids. They're young adults, but this has been a total shock. And the funeral's today from 3 to 7. So I was just checking in. Yep.
I'm so sorry
about
the loss. And I know, thank you, Donnie, so much for calling in. It's so wonderful to hear from you. And I'm going to tell you, Greg is saying travel, just travel, just get out there. Don't worry, just enjoy your life. And I am going to say we're going to see a lot more of this coming in, unfortunately, where people are just suddenly, so it's going to become a little bit more common than we would like to believe it's going to be, okay, love? Just
you mean even from my, are you referring to my inner circle of friends?
No, I'm referring just in general. Like
okay,
for
well,
everyone.
That's good. Because I don't think I can take any more fun.
Yeah, and, you know, I am going to say that, thank you, Dawn, thank you so much for calling in. It's always wonderful to talk to you. It's always wonderful to have you on. So please do call back again, okay, beautiful?
Okay, thank you. I just concerned for the family, this other person's family, because this is not a club I wanted to start, if you get my drift.
I get it. I do. And again, I'm going to say, really very unfortunate, but we are going to see, you know, once we reach a certain point, like when we're kids, we don't see this so much passing or know about so much passing, but then as we mature, we do. But I do feel like we are going to be hearing a lot about people just in the, well, I think those of you who know. And it's really unfortunate that this is going to happen. And I don't want to be like a doomsday person, but I think this is just the beginning of it too, which is very, very unfortunate and very scary. Okay. The random person wants me to connect with Grandpa Arnold. okay, Grandpa. Grandpa Arnold, I always crack up with your people, Heather. Grandpa Arnold is saying, wants to say to you a song, and the song, something a fiddle got something coming up and something on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Okay. Yes. Okay, it took me a moment. Got me a something, got me a fiddle. Okay, that is... I can't even. If you guys think I make this up, I can't even. It's sometimes more surprising to me than it is to you guys. Like, as it's coming up, it sometimes doesn't even register until after it comes out of my mouth. I think nothing but a, is it a funny, funny riddle? Thank God I'm a country boy. Oh, my gosh. I'm loving it. Okay. Heather, I hope that was helpful. I hope that made your day. Patrick, right? That is wonderful. It's so wonderful. Okay, I'm going to go to 845. 845, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Maria. Yeah, I call it from New York. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good, sweetie. Maria, how can I help you today?
I give a message from my husband. I have a lot of water in my house. I got a mess right now. I'm very upset. It was a storm the other day over here. I got the water from my roof. I have no idea the water that's coming down from my roof. And now I got a problem with the insurance. I waited to come in and see the damage. I forget about it. Whatever I go through, I know we should know, but maybe my husband can help. You have a message for my husband. I want to help. But as soon as my birthday, I got a nice gift to see.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you what I heard. You want a message from your husband because you have some damage from your roof and some water coming down, and I think you want to know what to do with this?
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like you need to, I'm just going to say it doesn't take a psychic to say get it fixed immediately, because otherwise it's going to cause mold and damage to the walls and some of the interior. So you need to find somebody immediately to fix it. Do not go with a family member. Do not go with a family member. Please find somebody who is like a contractor that can do it, and you might be afraid of the cost of it, but just have a couple people come out and give you estimates. I do feel like you're going to know the right person or you're going to meet the right person. If there's a market, if you go to this is what I'm seeing, Maria. If there's a market you go to, like a little corner market or an Italian deli or something, ask them if they know somebody. I feel like they're going to know somebody who can help you. Also, in most cities, also in most that help people to repair their homes that are maybe not as like an agency that works with people who don't have a lot of money that can help you to repair your home. So I think that's what you want to look for with your home repair, and that will be a good thing. But what I'm getting most is if there's like a little store or a deli that you go to, that the person that kind of works there is a guy who's a little bit, he looks Italian. I don't know. He's kind of stocky. He's going to know who can help you. Okay, sweetie?
Yeah. It come in the guy, the insurance company I call. They come in that guy this morning. And they look like he's a nice guy, you know. We can do the work, you know. He says about $20,000. I got a deductible and insurance because I got a recovery of insurance. It's a nice boy there coming up.
Okay, so I think you're asking me if the insurance is going to help it. And I'm so sorry, Maria. My phone is very gargly today, so my connection to the call is not very good, and I'm so, so sorry. I was having such a difficult time understanding. If the insurance works with it, great. Hopefully they will. I'm not quite, because my phone is so gargly and I couldn't really understand what you were saying, I'm not sure what your question exactly is, and I apologize for that. I hope I was a little bit helpful, but I apologize again that I was not able to completely understand your your question. Okay, I'm going to go to the very next person, who is 347. 347, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Katie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How can I help you, Katie?
Oh, I just wanted to can you check for me if I'm open to receiving new employment that pays me more than enough money? I'm just wondering if I have any blocks to receiving or if something's in the way for me attracting something new.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, Katie, for you, everybody listening, re-listening, and thank you, Katie, for calling in and having this question. I'm sure there are a lot of people right in alignment with this. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with a clearing. We're going to say we are in the best employment place with the absolute highest amount of money available to us. I get a no. Let's clear that. Oh, I don't know if anybody else is feeling that, but that hit me like right in the sternum, and I feel it going up and out, like, and it's like such a heaviness in the chest coming out. Whoo-wee. Ooh, I might have to go on and do that on my TikTok clearing today for clearings on TikTok today. And then the next thing we're going to do is we are open to receiving this place of employment, this employment, and the money it brings in. I get a no. Let's clear that to a yes for everybody. And I actually feel that one in the back, you guys. Oh. All that is stopping and blocking this, all that caused this to be stopped or blocked has been healed, cleared, and released. I get a no. Go again. Oh, and that spot in the back is like, oh, wee. Oh. Oh. Oh, okay. And then we're going to do one more. I'm open to receiving all the goodness that is being brought to me, not only in the area of this employment, but every area of my life, love, health, wealth, work, all of it. I get a no, and let's clear that. And then we're going to do one more clearing, you guys. And this clearing is for once I reach this level, I am ready, willing, and able to go even higher. And let's clear that. Make sure that's all a yes. Ooh, that is like woozy, like woozy, like whoa, woozy, like a good, I can't even say what kind of good woozy that is. It's a good woozy, though. It's like a good woozy. Ooh, okay. I understand that this world is magical, and I just have to basically, I'm going to use the term wish upon a star, and it will be brought back down to me, and I get a no. Let's clear that. Because we do, we get in our head, and we think we have so much control, and other people have control, and really what it is we're just putting it out there, and all the goody-goody is coming back to us, and that's all we need to know, is that it's all coming back to us. Oh. And that one's making me, like, not even be able to breathe. So we're really going to sit with that one for a moment, and I'm going to double down on powering that one out of us, get that down. And that's for everything in life, not just work. Let's start wishing upon those stars, folks, and allow the goodness to come to me. I get a no. Let's clear that. And there it goes. And there it goes. Did anybody else just feel all of that just go? For those of you who can't see, just like whoosh out of you. Did anybody else just feel that? Let me know. If you just felt that go, I need to know. Oh, my God. Yeah, the random person saying, thanks, Kate. Fawn is saying, Kate, so cool. So, yeah, everybody's so loving that you did this. And then I'm going to do one more because why not? We're here. That's what this is all about, getting messages, feeling, moving to those next levels. Oh, shoot, what was the next one I was going to do? I shouldn't have talked. Oh, gosh. It'll come back to me. It will, hopefully before the end of the show. Okay, the last one is, I am understanding how to bring things into my, understanding how to bring everything that's good that I want into my life. I get a no. Let's clear that. Now, some people get afraid of this, and they're like, if I ask for too much, listen, we're not five. Our parents aren't going to punish us anymore for wanting too many cookies. Knock it off. This is a world of creation. We are here to create. What, we're going to create too much business and employment for other people? We're going to create too much money that we can help other people or ourselves with. We're going to have, and you know what? Who cares what anybody else thinks? Because if they had it or they could get it, they would want it. So stop. Stop all that. Don't be blah, blah, blah. Stop it. Stop. No, just like create, allow others to create, allow everything to be where it's going to be. Okay? Allow the goodness and the beauty to come in. Oh, there it is, baby girl. There it is. Okay, everybody. I hope that was a good, helpful one.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Right. What did you feel, Kate? Tell me what you felt. I need to know.
I feel really good. Like, I feel like kind of like something's coming up, like from my throat, like on the side, like something's coming out, like up from my throat out. So I feel really good. I feel just free to manifest. I love the part that you added that you forgot with the knowing how and stuff like that. Believe it, let me tell you, I go in this jacuzzi every now and then. It seems like I attract every time I get in this jacuzzi. And I guess it must raise my vibration or something. I get happy in there.
Yes. I'm going to tell you there. Okay, for those who can't understand because of my phone, I apologize again, but she's saying come out, and she feels free, and she's understanding it. And when she goes in the jacuzzi, she gets that same freeing feeling, and it's true. I'm going to tell you, every time you are in the shower, the bathtub, water of any kind, even if you put your hands in water and put it over your head, it cleans up that area that is the direct connection. And you can start, even when I just put my hands in water, my messages are so much stronger and so much clearer. And I get so many messages in the shower or in the bath. I will get so much clarity. It's so easy for spirit to communicate with us again in areas of moisture. And that's why people like gravitate towards the ocean, because there's so much water in the air there. So please, yes, absolutely, Kate. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So much.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Absolutely,
thank
my
you.
Pleasure. Absolutely. I hope you have an absolutely amazing rest of the day. Everybody here, want to thank you for
too.
Your great question hearing. Thank you. Okay, everybody, Sal is saying, great show. I always get my questions answered when you give other people readings. Oh, my God, Sal, I love you so much. That is so true. That, and sometimes the person will get their answer immediately, but that's why I kind of elaborate, too, because I know, like, if one person online is asking it, then everybody is getting the answer. Okay, for Anne, I believe a week or two ago I answered your question about will you be moving in it within a year or around a year out, and the answer was yes. So I already did really answer that question. So I hope you understand, Anne, that yes, you will be moving, okay? So don't just have faith in that answer and trust. I want to tell you that I will be back Wednesday at noon to answer more questions, connect with more loved ones. And I want to, you guys, there's like a toddler here, and I wish I would have brought this. There's this little toddler here that hangs out during my show. And it's been happening the past couple of shows. Blonde hair, straight. Little denim pants, still in a diaper, and just the biggest eyes that look up at me. And don't apologize. I know people forget, but we also ask the same question again when it's really important to us. This little toddler is just hangs out during my show. And so if you, the toddler is on the other side, and if you are aware of this little guy, it's a little boy, just, you know he hangs out during the show for you all the time. For like the last month, this little guy has been here. I think I did bring him up in one other show. I love you all so stinking much. I will see you on Wednesday.